Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone was reached on 21 May 2026 when Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the Republic of Korea's Minister of Patriots and Veterans Affairs, Kwon Oh-yul, jointly inaugurated the Indian War Memorial at Injingak Park, Paju, located adjacent to the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, northwest of Seoul. This memorial commemorates 75 years of the Korean War, which took place from 1950 to 1953, and honors India's two principal contributions to the conflict and its aftermath, the 60 Parachute Field Ambulance, also known as the Maroon Angels, under Lt. Col. A.G. Rangaraj, and the Custodian Force of India, or CFI, under General K.S. Thimaiyya. What makes this significant is that the memorial is located inside Injingak Peace Park, Paju, which was built in 1972 on the southern bank of the Imjin River, roughly 7 kilometers south of the military demarcation line, or MDL, that divides the two Koreas. This site is one of South Korea's most symbolically important Cold War-era spaces, housing the Freedom Bridge, the Bell of Peace, and several memorials to UN command contingents. The Indian Memorial features a central commemorative plaque honoring the 60 Parachute Field Ambulance of the Indian Army, a bust of Lieutenant Colonel A.G. Rangaraj, who was the first commander of 60 Para Field Ambulance during its Korean deployment, and a bust of General Kodendera Subbaiya Thimaiyya, who was the chairman of the Neutral Nations Repatriation Commission, or NNRC, and commander of the Custodian Force of India, or CFI. It is worth pausing here to note that the memorial also includes interpretive panels in Korean and English describing India's medical and custodial contribution to the war and the armistice that followed. Alongside the inauguration, India and South Korea signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, between the Ministry of Defense, India, and the Ministry of Patriots and Veterans Affairs, ROK, covering veterans' welfare and reciprocal recognition of war veterans and descendants, joint research and exchange on shared military history, youth and student exchange programs focused on Korean War history and peacekeeping, and periodic commemorative events at sites of Indian operation, including Munsinni. Now, let us turn to the historical context of the Korean War. The Korean War is widely regarded as the first hot war of the Cold War and the first military enforcement action authorized by the United Nations Security Council. Its consequences, a divided peninsula, a sustained U.S. security presence in East Asia, and the formal entry of the People's Republic of China into great power confrontation, continue to shape the regional order in 2026. The Korean War took place from 25 June 1950 to 27 July 1953, and it is essential to remember that there is still no peace treaty in place. The UN could act in 1950 because the Soviet Union was boycotting the UNSC at the time, in protest against the Republic of China, or Taiwan, continuing to hold the Chinese seat instead of the newly proclaimed People's Republic of China. This is a frequently tested UPSC fact. Had the USSR been present, it would have vetoed resolutions 82 and 83. The scale of the war was massive, with estimates of total casualties, including military and civilian, ranging from 3 to 4.5 million. 16 nations contributed combat forces under the UN command, while 5 additional nations, including India, contributed medical and humanitarian units. India's role in the Korean War is a cornerstone case study in Nehruvian non-alignment in practice, neither passive neutrality nor bloc affiliation, but active mediation combined with humanitarian contribution. India voted in favor of UNSC resolutions 82 and 83, condemning the North Korean invasion and authorizing military assistance. However, India declined to send combat troops, despite the call in Resolution 83, limiting its contribution to a medical unit and, later, custodian forces. This dual posture, moral condemnation plus military restraint, became the template for later Indian responses to Cold War conflicts and is studied as the operational meaning of non-alignment. The 60 Parachute Field Ambulance, or 60 Para Field Ambulance, was deployed to Korea in November 1950 as part of India's contribution to the UN command. The unit had a strength of 627 personnel, including officers, making it the largest non-combat Indian deployment of its time. The commanding officer was Lieutenant Colonel A.G. Rangaraj, a parachute-qualified Army Medical Corps officer. The unit operated for 4 years, from 1950 to 1954, across the entire war and into the post-armistice phase, treating over 222,000 patients, including 2,300 field surgeries under combat conditions. The Custodian Force of India, or CFI, was another significant Indian contribution, which came after the shooting stopped, in the disposition of prisoners of war, or POWs. The Korean Armistice Agreement, signed on 27 July 1953, created the Neutral Nations Repatriation Commission, or NNRC, to handle POWs who refused repatriation to their home countries. India provided the Custodian Force of India, approximately 5,000 troops plus 6,000 administrative and medical personnel, led by Lt. Gen. K.S. Thimaiya. The CFI handled over 22,500 prisoners, including 22,000 Chinese and North Korean prisoners who refused repatriation, plus approximately 359 UN command prisoners who similarly declined return. Now, let us turn to the India-Republic of Korea relations. The memorial inauguration sits within a long arc of upgrading India-ROK ties. The two countries marked the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations in 2023, and bilateral engagement has accelerated through 2025-26. The bilateral trade between India and South Korea is approximately $25 to $27 billion, with a joint target of $50 billion by 2030. Several Korean conglomerates, including Samsung, LG, Hyundai, POSCO, Kia, Hyosung, HD Hyundai, and SK Hynix, have a significant presence in India, making them legacy contributors to Indian manufacturing. The defense pillars of the special strategic partnership between India and South Korea are significant. The strategic significance of the Injingak inauguration is multifaceted. Firstly, the site symbolism is crucial, as Injingak is the closest civilian accessible point to the DMZ. Locating an Indian memorial here formally insets India into the symbolic geography of Korean War remembrance. Secondly, the gesture closes a 73-year loop, as India was the chair of the NNRC, the body that disposed of Korean War POWs and enabled the armistice to hold. Thirdly, the memorial is a signal of strategic alignment, coming alongside the Defense Cyber Cooperation MOU and the NDC-KNDU agreement. Fourthly, it is a soft power scaffold for the harder cooperation now underway, given the shared concerns of both India and South Korea regarding a rising China and a nuclear-armed North Korea. Lastly, the memorial is an example of veterans' diplomacy, as the MOU on Veterans Affairs creates descendant-level engagement, including pensions recognition, joint commemoration travel, and curriculum exchange. This builds public constituencies for the partnership on both sides. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Korean War took place from 25 June 1950 to 27 July 1953. The UN command first head was General Douglas MacArthur. The Chinese intervention occurred in October to November 1950, under Marshal Peng Dehuai. The armistice was signed at Panmunjom on 27 July 1953, establishing the DMZ. The 60 Parachute Field Ambulance had 627 personnel, treated over 222,000 patients, and was deployed from 1950 to 1954. The Custodian Force of India handled over 22,500 POWs. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, History, Society, as it covers the post-WWII world order, India's foreign policy in the Nehru era, and military history. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity, IR, as it covers India-Republic of Korea bilateral relations, India's role in international peacekeeping and mediation, and Indo-Pacific strategy. Additionally, it is relevant to GS Paper 3, Defense, as it covers defense indigenization, dual-use technology, and the India-Rogue defense cooperation. Possible mains questions could include, India's role in the Korean War illustrates the operational content of non-alignment more clearly than any single doctrine document. Examine or trace the evolution of India-Republic of Korea relations from 1973 to 2026 and assess the strategic logic of the Special Strategic Partnership. The memorial inauguration is a significant development in the India-ROK relationship, symbolizing the strengthening of ties between the two nations and underscoring their shared commitment to peace and cooperation in the region.